Hello, neighbor. My name is Addison. Today, my papa's going to teach us the Bible.
Revelation chapter number 3. We begin last week with the Church of Philadelphia, and we got halfway through it, and I want to finish it this week, and then next week is the Church at Laodicea. Yeah, we'll do that one next week, but and then we get in Revelation chapter number 4, which everybody I know has been waiting for, you know, and we'll get there in a couple weeks. But I've enjoyed our study in the book of Revelation thus far, the 7 churches, and this is church number 6 that our Lord has addressed. And remember, quickly by way of review, the church at Ephesus was the careless church. The church at Smyrna was the crowned church. The Lord had good things to say about that church. They had been under persecution and all, but yet they were a crowned church. He talked about that. The church at Pergamos was a compromising church. And then the church at Thyatira was a corrupted church. The church at Sardis was a carnal church. And then the church at Philadelphia, we looked at that one beginning last week. It was the committed church. It's a church, what we say, the church that God, the open door. God had opened their doors. And let's just read, and again, verse 7 to verse number 13, and we'll just kind of do a quick review, and then we'll jump back into verse number 10. We will begin our study. But let's read verse number 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and thou hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and to worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of thy patience, of my patience, I'm sorry. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. And him that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now, this is the 6th church that the Lord had addressed. We learned already the church of Smyrna. The Lord had said wonderful things to the church of Smyrna. But the church at Philadelphia is the 2nd church that the Lord didn't say anything, any kind of condemnation toward the church at Philadelphia. It was all commendations. It was all good things about the church at Philadelphia. And I mentioned last week quickly by way of review, I wanted to get from verse 10 on today. I think we got to verse 9 last week, that the church of Philadelphia was a special church. And I think of our church at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church kind of in that same light, if you will, as the church at Philadelphia, because the Lord had opened doors. The Lord said, I've opened doors for you. And when I open doors for you, no man can shut it. And when I shut doors, no man can open it, which, by the way, shows our Lord's authority and his power and his sovereignty. That, and Jesus Christ has different plans for different churches. I mentioned last week, and I don't want to digress, but I did mention this last week, that somebody mentioned, it's probably a couple months back now, I've been in the hospital and all, it's been a little while back, somebody was talking about our church and about doing a ministry for the homeless and all. And again, I'm not opposed to anything. I'm not opposed to feeding the poor, helping. We have a benevolence offering that helps folk in our community and help with whatever we can. But I mentioned to this individual that we are, our main goal at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church is getting the gospel into all the world and every creature. Now, that's not to the deprivation of the people in this area, but more to go into all the world. I said this. I counted a few years ago. In Winter Haven, there are 37 Baptist churches in Winter Haven. Just in 1 square mile, there's one here. There's one on the, we could just, on this road, Baptist, on that road, churches everywhere. Are you following? And there's churches that are not Baptist churches, still preach a true gospel. I'm just saying the gospel is available everywhere. That does not mean that we should not go out and, don't get me wrong, this does not mean that we're not to go out and share the gospel because, well, there's churches and, well, they should come. No, we're to go. Are you following? But the point I'm trying to make, there's opportunity, there's radio, there's TV, there's people passing out tracts, the farmer's market, there's opportunities for them to hear the gospel. But there's so many places all over the world that has yet heard the gospel, yet not even the first time. And so I told this individual after doing about a minute or two of that, that God has placed in our church a tremendous ministry and an open door to go into different parts of the world and to share the gospel. He's opened that door for us, and we as a church have went through those open doors. I mentioned last week, Doug was here, and he's our missions director. The last few months, we've actually added missionaries to our monthly support for missionaries. And not all of them are foreign missions. Some of them even are right here in this area, a children's home and some other things that we're helping. But at the same time, just so you'll know that we're to go into all the world, into Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the other most parts of the earth. And that means all at the same time. That does not mean, well, first you evangelize your Jerusalem, and then when you're down there, then you go to your Judea, and then Samaria, and then, no. It means while you're preaching in Jerusalem, somebody needs to be preaching in Judea. Somebody needs to be preaching in Samaria. Somebody needs to be all over the world following. So that's the open door that I believe God has given us here at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. Not even speaking of the internet, we're on WLVF, and this will be on the radio here at WLVF. Even tomorrow we have a radio broadcast from Monday through Saturday here local. This goes out all over the world. Internet, tremendous opportunities that God has given us as a church, an open door, and we've gone through those doors as God. There's other things I won't go into details for. I thought we could go through some things, but God shut the door. So we ain't going to try to kick those doors open if God shuts the door. We just know what God opened another door for us. Anyway, that's the whole point that we looked at last week. That I gave you two notes, outline. Well, first was our Lord's requirement of his people. That was in verses 7 and 8, our Lord's requirement of his people. He opens the door. And if he opens the door, we need to, by faith, go through those doors. Amen? We need to go through those doors. If he opens the doors, we need to go through those doors. And I mentioned this. It is not our size or our strength that determines its ministries, but faith in the call and in the command of the Lord. It's the Lord who gives us the ability. When it talks about verse number 8, for thou hast a little strength. He wasn't cutting them down. He wasn't condemning them at all. He's actually commending them and saying, man, I'm excited that you just have little strength. In other words, you don't depend upon your own strength. You depend upon me. And I believe that's where we are here as a church. Again, this is out on the internet, it'll be out on radio. People are amazed when they come here. When they call, I've had people that have actually come, visited one time, they heard us on the radio or whatever in the area, and they said, we were amazed, we hear you on the radio, and they just wanted to put a face to the voice. We hear you every day, and we just want to put a face to the voice. And I'd always say, well, I hope I didn't disappoint you or whatever, you know, kind of a joking way. They said, no, but they're members of another church, they want to come. But the point that they just wanted to see what was going on, and they were amazed that we're not a big church. They thought we'd be some massive church and all. But yet, God's blessing, because we have little strength among ourselves, but yet, in our weakness, God makes us strong. Amen.
Good job, Papa. Listen again tomorrow. And happy birthday, Papa.